The skies are clearing in Avon Lake. We have 61 degrees on tee number one.
And the flag, I guess the flag's blowing in the wind, kind of gives an idea of where the wind is going. And are these gentlemen on the same team, or do they prepare to dress alike? I don't understand. Is that something that happens with golfers? They kind of go, or they know what the other guy's going to wear because they're all wearing kind of khaki shorts? By the way, they're wearing shorts. Is shorts weather at this time?
Oh, yeah. 61 degrees, sure.
Really?
Go with shorts.
I don't know. You have to be brave enough to show your
legs.
Look
at this guy limbering up.
Yeah, well,
he's a big guy with a big club.
Right, they're ready to go. So they're out moving today, and they got their carts. They don't walk as much. We learned that from the pro, the golfer. Golfers don't walk as much. They apparently use the carts.
Wouldn't you like
lazy
to just,
golfers.
Wouldn't you like a golf cart? Just to ride it around your neighborhood.
No, I have that trouble with those ones at Cedar Point that you just press the pedal on and there's a track that sends you. I don't want a golf cart, no. Hmm. There's a moment where you're panicking and thinking, accelerate, brake, water, you know, and that type of a thing. This we're going to continue on now. I guess we can move along and talk with Charlie Neff, who's joining us from the Lorain County Board of Mental Health. This portion is brought to you by the Lorain County Board of Mental Health. Visit their website at lcbmh.org. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Are you a golfer?
I am.
Well, you are.
I go to the golf course. I don't know anymore if I'd call myself a golfer, but...
But you do tee it up.
I do. I play a Wednesday afternoon league during the summer, so I'm kind of limited to like 9 holes a week anymore, and but it's still a nice time to get away. And you know, I find, you know, midweek sometimes being able to take a stick and hit something as hard as you can with it is kind of therapeutic in a way. It gets kind of out the frustrations of the week.
So it's more of a benefit than a hit. Sometimes people would think at the end of it maybe they're more frustrated than. But I guess that's the attitude you bring to the game, right?
Some days. I guess it's the hope springs eternal. You know, once in a while you have a good round, and that kind of keeps you coming back, and then you can forget about the ones that weren't so good.
Okay. So Bruce is asking about the attire. Oh. Is this proper attire for a Wednesday tee off?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the good thing about golf is you can wear clothes that you couldn't wear anywhere else. You know, you see guys with the yellow slacks and the white belts and things like that, and you probably wouldn't wear that to the office more than once.
Now, we did wear that back in the 1970s on the street, but that's another story.
Oh, sure it is. Yes.
Well, we had the leisure suits and all that stuff.
I just want to point out that the people that spend every day on the golf course, the grounds folks, aren't dressing like that, okay? They know what the weather's like. They know how to work the course and how to dress. That's just all I needed to say. But we've got Charlie in this morning to talk about some of the different things that go on with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health. And one of them, I guess, is something new called Navigator, or
yes.
Is that the title of it? What is it?
It is. We call it our Navigator program. One of the issues that we had raised in our strategic plan was increasing access and decreasing barriers to services for people. And one of the biggest barriers is when somebody's in need of help, they don't know where to start. And you can hand somebody a list of here's 15 different agencies that do services, but that's not going to be the best way to help people. So the Navigator program, it's available from 8 until 4:30, Monday through Friday, and the number is 240-7025. And it's operated by El Centro. And they have a bilingual social worker who answers the phone, talks to the individual who's seeking help, and connects them to the most appropriate, most readily available service in our network. And I think it's really helpful because if you can call the first place and it, well, that's not something we work with, or we only serve youth rather than adults, or the other way around. And we know, too, we have a lot of evidence-based practices that are designed for specific issues. So if somebody has an issue with self-harming behaviors, we have programs specifically designed for that. So let's connect you to that program right off the bat, because we know it. People might get frustrated if they get into the wrong service, or they get two or three calls that aren't the right place, and then they just give up, and then they don't get the help. So this is really a way to try to connect people to the right thing the first time. And we know if we do that, we're going to have more success, and they're going to get help, and they'll be more successful. So we're excited about that.
When someone calls, are they just saying, help, here's my problem? Is there a little bit of the person on the other end going to kind of like screen them and try to steer them to determine exactly what works
exactly
best?
And we're looking at, you know, not only what are the particular issues that you might need help with, but also other things that might be barriers. For example, do you have insurance or not? What insurance do you have? So, you know, once you to get to an agency and they say, well, we don't take your insurance, or those kinds of things. And then we also want to know, you know, is there a language barrier? Do you need interpretation services? So we can arrange to have those available when you make your appointment. And is there a barrier because of transportation? Can we help arrange transportation for you to be able to get to your appointment if you don't have your own reliable transportation? And then what we can also do is with the navigator can do a three-way call with the individual seeking help and the agency to make sure all these arrangements are done. Instead of us saying, just call this number and tell them you want this, we can connect with the agency while you're on the line, set up the appointment, make sure that everything's set for you to be able to get there and to be able to get the services. So I think it's really more of a really good way to do a hard handoff and connect people to the right place, and to make sure we've dealt with as many issues as we need to in up front, so that it's not a hassle for the individual seeking help for them or their child or whoever they might be calling for.
It's as if the navigator, when they answer the phone, they become your instant advocate for whatever it is that you're trying to do.
She's really there to try to help you get to the right place to get what you need. Now, this is not a crisis hotline. It's not for crisis calls. We still have that number, and that's 1-800-888-6161. That's available 24/7. And that's a different program. So this is not designed to handle crisis situations. It's designed to help somebody who's just seeking help and looking for an outpatient appointment and get started with services. So hopefully it's been going since July, and we're really excited about it. It's beginning to pick up volume as we get the word out about this service to the community. So we're very happy so far with the results we've seen.
Any anecdotal relations to this, any stories about this, or anything that you could share with us related to it?
You know, kind of in my role, I would only hear about things that didn't work really well sometimes, and I haven't gotten that kind of feedback, so I'm thinking things are working pretty well. I think the numbers, we'd like to see them a little higher. And, you know, but until we get the word out and people are able to know about this resource, that's going to gradually grow over time, and this will be like a first place to call. El Centro is already fielding 211 calls that are for Spanish-speaking individuals, so this was a natural fit for us. It's a good thing, too, because El Centro can be unbiased in this because they don't provide the clinical services, so they can very fairly determine the most appropriate program. You know, it's not their program. None of them are their program. So let's connect you to the right place. Where do you live? It could be a proximity issue. You want something close to you. What's the most available? We track every week waiting list information, so we know how quickly various types of appointments are available within our system. So she has all that information as well and can take all of that into account with the individual to try to get them what they want
and what they need. And it's another example of two different agencies working together to help out people in need.
We describe ourselves as the Mental Health Network, and that's the Board of Mental Health and all the agencies that are a part of our system. And we strive to make sure we get people into the right service, that we cooperate with one another to make sure that happens. If you're treating someone and something comes up and they need a service that maybe you don't do, you need to work to help connect them to that service at another agency. Or if you can't, you deliver it, but it's available sooner somewhere else, make sure they're aware of that option if they need to see a doctor to get a prescription and you have a long wait list, and let's connect you to this agency because they have a shorter waiting list so that people can get the care as quickly as possible.
And that's called the Navigator program again. What's the hours that it's
from
operation?
8 until 4:30 Monday through Friday. Okay. And if you call after hours, you'll get a recording and you can leave a message and they will call you back work with you that way.
And that number 240-7025, if I copy
that. That's correct.
Right, again, that's another way to get the help you might need with whatever might be bothering you. Now, I would assume a lot of times maybe it's somebody else calling for somebody or somebody within a family.
Well, that's fine if you're a parent calling for your child. If you're calling about another person in your family, then if it's an adult, that adult's going to need to be the one that talks to the Navigator to get connected for an appointment, per se. Because one adult can't force another adult to go to an appointment, but we can talk through those kinds of issues with them and make recommendations, certainly. But as far as making an appointment, we want the person who's going to go there or their guardian or parent on the line so that, we know that's going to happen.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. If people, again, want to find out more about the organization, what you do. Do you still have that assessment online?
We do, and as Mental Health Awareness Week moves forward, you can go to our website. It's lcbmh.org, and it's quick, it's easy, it's anonymous, and it's free. It's 10 questions, and if you think you might be having issues with anxiety or depression, take these questions. It'll give you some feedback. It's not a diagnosis, but it will tell you that maybe you could benefit, or it may say, no, you're fine. And that we don't know who takes that. We know how many people take it, so it's anonymous. And it gives you an opportunity to do that. If you're an adult with a teenager and you're concerned, you can take this question for them. It will list resources in the community that might be of help to you, but again, they can also just contact the Navigator line now and help to ferret out what programs within what agencies might be the best option for you. So we're trying to put all of this together because it can be daunting when you're faced with this kind of a situation and you don't know what you don't know. So let's try to just get a number that somebody can call and they can get help to get connected in the right place.
Right. And you talked about sort of sometimes maybe there's a little bit of a limited window where someone is looking to seek help at some point and they want to be able to get the answers right away and not be put off or have it delayed.
Right. They could get frustrated. They can get discouraged if they're, just happen to call. If you have an alphabetized list of agencies, you might start with the A's and
right.
And it's maybe the agency that starts with an N, that the one you need, but you might give up before you get that far down, and discourage, well, there's just nothing there for me, and we don't want to have that happen. We want people to know that we have resources out there, and we're willing to help you get connected to the right place.
And be able to fit your circumstances related to financial ability, also location, that type of a thing.
Exactly.
To help you out as well. Charlie Neff with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health joining us this morning as we continue our North Coast BIA Spotlight on Avon Lake.